You see, we learn right to do right. We learn right to do right. We don't just get knowledge just to, for knowledge's sake. God wants us to have knowledge so we can know what God wants us to do. You know, it goes back to, we're studying the book of James on Sunday night. It goes back to being a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Because if you're a doer if you're not a doer and you're a hearer only, you're deceiving your own self, the Bible says. Why? Because you're intaking all this knowledge. You know everything there is about the gospel, but what are you not doing? You're not putting aside all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, the Bible says. And if you're not repenting of your sin, you're not getting right, you're not cleaning up your life, you're deceiving your own self. You're not being a doer of the word. So when the Bible tells us here to be filled with the knowledge of his will and spiritual understanding, it's so that we would walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. You see, knowing more of the Bible should actually cause us to live a better life unto the Lord. Because now we know what God requires of us. More than that, we understand the judgment of God. We understand the wrath of God. We understand that God is a loving God, but he's also a God of justice and judgment, that he will chastise his children if they don't obey him. Right? If we seek to be disobedient, we're willingly disobedient towards God. Having that knowledge should cause us to live a life that's pleasing unto the Lord. In other words, we're not ignorant of God's judgments. You know, it's good to gain knowledge, and the Bible tells us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We should love knowledge. We should love reading the Bible. We should want to memorize it and study it and know it, but it should affect our lives. It should cause us to live a life that's pleasing unto the Lord. And what's the result of that? Being fruitful in every good work and increasing the knowledge of God. So what does that say? When you gain knowledge, you'll live a life that's pleasing unto the Lord. And what's the result of that? You'll do good works. And what's the result of that? God will give you more knowledge. Right? Because the more knowledge God gives you, if you are a good steward of that knowledge, he'll give you more knowledge. He said, well, what if I'm not a good steward? Then he'll take knowledge from you. And that is fact.